Previously on Rolling on Fate.
No, all right, buddy. Looks like we're going to be stepping away for a bit. Travel so far has been relatively lighthearted, but at this point, all bets are off cross-country. Now that the roads and byways have fallen to obscurity in the face of the Grey Realm Rifts, who in the hells knows what could be out here? Not to mention from where. Taylor and Amesley found what seems to be a smuggler's hideaway just a ways from here. Probably trapped. I'm definitely trapped. Good to know that we have a mage at our back now, though I wonder if they're going to tell Nortrude the other reason we're traveling out this way. More importantly, I wonder how the Mage Tower would react if they knew one of their VIP researchers was following a group of brigands and insurrectionists into a mission to spring one of the leaders of the resistance from the prison at Ridgemount. Problems from down the road, hero. Now, what do we do about these darklings?
This is Beth, and I play Amesley.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I play Nortrude the Research Mage.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kine.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM.
Amesley.
Yes.
As you finish talking and turn back to the door, you see two red glowing eyes of the hound figure, and it's staring down the hallway at all of you. And then it barks. I need everybody to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Freaking narc.
You mean bark. I rolled a 9.
17.
18.
I got a 7, but I'm going to use another lucky point to reroll it.
Okay. This is a good time to do that.
Taylor got 15.
I'm going to take that 7.
Oh, no!
Peleus the unlucky.
Two failed lucky points.
I know.
I rolled a 3, so I
get, oh, sweetheart!
7 total.
7.
Pretty good modifier, though.
Cool. Now we need to roll initiative. So, everybody roll initiative.
That would be an 11.
I got 16.
13. Wait, no. I lied. 11. Got it. I'm really sorry.
11?
I rolled a 14, so I got 16.
13.
And Taylor?
3.
Okay. Oh, fuck. They rolled a natural 20 for their initiative.
Which means we die.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
In front of you, Amesley, the dog backs away from the door, and you hear sort of alertness and movement from inside. Up next, Fanula, your turn. And you saved, so you're good.
Okay. Do I notice what the bark has done to anyone else?
Now that you've seen the red eyes and the bark, and it looks like people are going to be feared.
Do I recognize what the dog is?
Yeah, it is a Yith Hound.
Careful of that dog. It's weak to bright light and daylight, by the way. And then I can't see anything right now except for the dog and the door.
The dog has actually moved away from the door. You can see a little sliver of the room, but with
all
Taylor...
Right, can I peek in the room or am I...
No, everybody is in front of you. Taylor has his shield up. You can... It's a pretty wide hallway. And you can sort of like squeeze by people to get in there if you wish.
Yes.
Okay, sure. We'll say that's about 10 feet of your movement getting up to the door.
Okay, I look in there. What do I see?
Are you turning your head around the corner?
Just or carefully. Going in? No, I'm just peeking in.
Okay, peeking in. You see the dog, and it looks like it is walking back to the three other Darkling Elders, and you can see that it's very specifically walking away from the moonbeams that are coming down from the ceiling. It's like trying to stay in between equal distantly from all the moonbeams, if that makes sense.
Which makes sense because yeah. I know what it is.
And then it's getting their attention. It looks like they have turned around and they are now looking towards the door. So,
and how many creatures are there?
There are 3 Darkling Elders and 1 Hound.
Okay. I will cast Sleep over there.
Okay. Roll those D8.
Okay, 16.
You see the one Darkling that had the various number of belts and knives. He just sort of like slumps forward into the box that he's on, but it doesn't seem like any of the rest of them are affected.
You got one.
That is right, 10 feet of your movement and your action.
I'm going to move out of the way so that someone else can peek through and do what they want to.
Do you want to move back or you just want to lay flat against the wall?
I'll go against the wall, I guess.
Okay. Up next, Nortrude. Nortrude, you failed the bark saving throw. So you are frightened for 1 round. This means that you must first take your full movement in the opposite direction of the frightened creature, which means basically the direction that you came in. You're going to run back that way, and that extends all your movement. So you're going to run 30 feet backwards. However, you now get your action and bonus action to do as you wish. So you are 40 feet away from the doorway.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess I'll move back towards the group, but not all the way closer. Yeah, I move back to the back of the group.
Okay. So that is your turn. Sorry. Frightened. Pelias, your turn. You also turn around and expend your 30 feet of movement down the hallway after Nortrude, and then you have your action and bonus action. What do
Can
you
I
do?
High five her on the way down?
Sure. Although sweet. You have a scared look on your face, so.
Yeah. It's me pleading for help. I don't know that there's much I can do other than hang out, you know? I guess I could limp back toward the party if that's allowed, but other than that, there's not really a ton I can do if I can't see anything.
Okay. Ainsley, you're up. You're not frightened. You're good.
Can I hold my action till after Mirian? Because I know that him and Fionnuala were going to do that plan.
Or do you just want to delay your turn so that you're after Mirian?
Yeah.
Okay. Mirian will go in front of you. Mirian, it is your turn. You're also frightened. So you.
Oh, damn it. I forgot that.
Well, you didn't actually know that he was going to be frightened.
That's true. I didn't.
You run 30 feet back and you have your action and bonus action. You're about 35 feet away from the door.
All right. I still see into the crack.
Yeah.
Right mm-hmm. there.
You can see into the crack.
Yeah, into the breach, I am going to cast Calm Emotions, which places a 20-foot radius sphere in the center of the room, and they all must make a charisma saving throw.
Not that you know this, but you're hitting the dog and one of the elders, and they roll charisma saving throw.
And in case my DC should be 14.
He gets a 10, so he fails. One of the elders.
Oh, does Marion have like 1, a pet 19. Dog now?
So I think he succeeds. So what happens with the hound since it failed?
You can suppress any. Oh, I should have used this on us, actually. You can make a target indifferent about the creatures of your choice that it is hostile towards. This indifference ends if the target is attacked or harmed by a spell, or if it witnesses any of its friends being harmed. When the spell ends, the creature becomes hostile again.
Okay, so basically the hound is not going to be threatened by your party until somebody attacks his allies. Next, Ames, your turn.
I want to open the door the rest of the way.
Okay, you push open the door. It's pretty heavy. Just give me a strength check.
Oh,
it's pretty
Lord.
It's a pretty low DC, but it is a big, heavy metal door.
13.
Okay, you push it open so that it exposes a lot more of the room. There's about sort of like a 5-foot wide gap now. From there, with the door being open, everybody can see at least one of the Darkling Elders that's got a spear, and he had the bolts of linen and cloth, and he just has now just dropped them. So you're in plain view of him. And you can also see the hound, which now looks a little bit sedated.
Oh God, I don't know what to do. Hi!
Good option.
Yeah, so that was in common?
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. The one with the spear and the cloth like looks at you quizzically and is reaching down to grab its spear.
Okay, so I still have my action, right?
Yeah, you still have your action.
You can come up with me. You can advance when I go.
Okay, I'll do that. I don't want to be the first to make an attack. That seems like a really bad idea for Ainsley.
Okay, you could delay your turn after Taylor as well, so that you can just like move
with
him.
I'll take that. I'm going to go hide behind Taylor now.
Cool. I'll say that pushing the door open was a bonus action. So when it comes to your turn, you'll have your movement and action.
Okay, great. I'm good with that. Let's do that.
Cool. All right, Taylor, your turn.
I'm going to walk in the room with my shield up. So using it as cover, I want to...
Tower size.
Yeah, how far into the room are they? I can only move 20 feet.
So you were right at the door, but if you moved 20 feet into the room, there is the Darkling Elder with the spear, which is about 20 feet away from you after you move your 20 feet. There's the one Darkling Elder who had the knives, who's like fallen asleep in a crate, and he's in the opposite end of the room from you. And so that's 65 feet away from you. And then there is one more Darkling Elder who looks heavily alert, and he's got two scimitars, and it looks like he's in the process of charging in that direction, and he is 25 feet away from you.
Okay, I will move into the room 20 feet and take a defensive stance behind my shield, so I want to use my action to be defensive.
Cool. Ames, with the shield and stuff too, you're basically a little bit protected, but you can still use your movement to move forward with Taylor and then use your action. It does look like they are actively charging you and going to be attacking soon.
All right, I'm sticking extremely close to Taylor, making sure I keep in time with him with my movement. You know what? I'm going to use my pistol and try to use the disarming shot on one of the spheres.
Go ahead and give me an attack roll.
13.
13 to hit. It misses.
Damn it. Okay, never mind.
Back to the top of the round. They go. So the Hound, incapacitated. None of his allies have been attacked, so he's still sitting pretty where he's at. The Darkling Elder with the two scimitars is running straight at you, Taylor Names, but because Taylor has the tower shield, he's basically going to be attacking Taylor, so he's doing two attacks at you. Is a 18 hit?
18 is my AC, so that would hit.
And then the other one will miss. 9 points of piercing damage.
9 points of piercing, ouch.
And then the other Darkling with the spear picks up its spear and chucks it, also in your direction, Taylor. That misses your AC. And then it takes a short sword from its side, and it starts moving forward and gets to you, Taylor, and does another attack with the sword, and it misses. All right, up next, Fanula, your turn.
So there's one guy that attacked Taylor, and then the other one's just standing there?
No, there is two up on Taylor's shield.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah, there's one with two scimitars, and there's one with one short sword. Then there's the Hound Dog, who you can't really see because he's out of view. And there's also the other one that you know about that has fallen asleep in a crate.
I guess I'll just hit one of the two guys attacking Taylor with Eldritch Blast. Kay. I'll go step into the doorway.
Okay.
So I can see.
Yep. And then by stepping into the doorway, you see the Hound as well, and it seems docile. Which one do you attack? The one with the two scimitars or the one with the short sword?
I guess I'll do a free action before I hit one of them with Eldritch Blast.
Okay, what do you do?
I'll just say in Sylvan, what are you doing here? I would flee if I were you.
Would you like to do an intimidation check on that?
Sure.
Okay.
I got a natural 2 and something.
Not that intimidating. So
7. I got 7.
In response, it says, and it's just screaming in that voice.
Not in Sylvan or Elvish.
That was in Sylvan Elvish. It's broken sort of language.
What did it say? I couldn't understand.
Oh, it said new home and yelled.
I roll my eyes then. And I guess I will cast Eldritch Blast because they are trying to attack Taylor.
Okay.
I will go for the double weaponed one. I got 23.
23 hits?
Okay.
Roll your damage.
7.
Okay, 7 points of damage.
I'm going to get out of the way.
Where would you like to move? Right of the door or left of the door or behind Taylor and his giant shield?
I'll just back through the door again.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to lay up against the wall again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll like peek out so I can watch.
Nortrude, it is your turn. You are not frightened. You are about 15 feet away from the door. So you can move 15 feet and get into the doorway and then see the whole scene that's playing out in front of you.
Okay, I will do that. I will cast Firebolt.
You have two different targets. You have one which has the two scimitars, which Fanula just blasted a little bit. So it looks a little bit wounded. And then there's the other one that's running up to Taylor on his other side that has a short sword. It looks like Taylor is soon to be flanked where his shield is no longer going to be useful anymore.
I'll go for the other one with the short sword.
Go ahead and roll a d20 for your attack roll.
So 14.
That just misses, actually. So close. So you still have 15 feet of your movement left?
I guess I'll step back behind the door.
I'm going to put you on the other side so that you and Fanula are basically like laying flat against both of the walls so you both can see each other. Peleus, your turn. You're no longer frightened, and you're also about...
I'm still pretty scared.
Sure. You're 15 feet away from the door. What is it that you do?
Don't tell me. Don't tell me how I feel, Matt. All right. I'm terrified.
Sure, fine.
That's a big dog.
Keep running.
I think it's a dog. I have no idea.
Or,
I can't
or
see
a
it
frog.
Still.
Who knows? Yeah.
It could be a frog. It's probably a frog.
You don't have time to look at your book.
I don't have time,
you spend,
yeah.
You spend your action.
Just open like to a random page of the book and hope that it's the right one. So I'm going to walk into the room, saunter in my, you know, 6 seconds of walking.
Okay.
Get into the room, and what do I see now? Where's everyone situated on this little area?
Cool. So you walk to the doorway. You are now being flanked by Fanula and Nortrude. And in front of you, looking out at the rest of the room, you see Ames and Taylor, and they're hiding behind a big tower shield that Taylor has up.
Which one took damage earlier? Or do I even, would I be able to tell?
Yeah, you can tell. The one on right side of Taylor with the two scimitars took a little bit of damage.
Okay. I want to use suggestion on that one.
He fails.
Cool. So I say in Elven to him, why don't you calm down and tell your friends to back off?
It stops attacking, and his swords go down, and on its turn, it will say stuff. So that's your action?
Yep. And I'm just going to hang out near... Does it... I mean, it looks to me as though it's working.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Okay. All right. I'm going to just... talk real quick to everyone outside the door. Why don't you guys come in? And then I'm just going to stand near Taylor.
Okay, so you're going to move up to the shield? The shield wall?
Not really like using it for protection, just trying to make sure he's still in front of me, but not really hiding
cool.
behind the shield.
It still looks like the other one with the sword is still looks like it's going to attack, but the other one seems to not be attacking currently.
I'll keep my eye on him then. That's
yeah.
about it.
Marion, your turn.
All right.
You are also about 15 feet away from the doorway.
In which case, I'm going to follow in after Peleus.
You know that your calm emotions has now failed on the dog because its allies have been attacked. You can kind of see the one with the two scimitars looks like it's no longer attacking. It's actually up against the shield, but it looks like it's putting its weapons down. But the other one with the short sword still looks like it's got death in its
right.
eye and it
well,
wants
I
to kill
like
things.
Well, I would like to recenter my sphere in between Mr. Wanna Kill Us All and potentially Barkable Hound and recast Calm Emotions.
Okay, it's 20-foot radius, so it gets them both. It will also apply to the suggestion guy, too, because he's still in the area effect. Okay, Hound first. Hound rolls a natural 17, but it has minus 2, 7, 6, 5, 15, so it still, it saves. The one with the short sword rolls natural 16 plus 1, so it gets 17. And the one that's suggested, sure, whatever. Maybe it'll be under two spell effects. It fails. So it is under two spell effects. So
it's very calm under its suggestion.
Yes, that one is very calm. You know that the other ones succeeded in their rolls. That was your action and 15 feet of your movement.
I'm just going to put up my shield and stand behind it.
Cool. Taylor, your turn.
Okay, I want to lash out with my whip against the target that is not suggested and is angry with the short swords.
Roll to attack.
That is a 17 to hit.
Hits.
All right, so the whip flings out from around the side of my shield and I assume catches him in the arm and hits for a mighty 5 slashing damage and... another 5 poison damage.
10 points
nice.
Of damage. Nice. That looks like that ripped a line along of its shoulder and back.
I'm just going to sort of refocus the shield in his direction for now. And well, I'm just going to stay where I am.
All right. Up next, Amesley.
How close are we to the boxes that were on the walls?
The closest box to you is 30 feet away.
Probably shouldn't go over to them. The one that is still attacking, how close is he?
He's only like 5 feet away from you. Taylor is in between you and it.
Yeah, I'll just shoot him.
Okay. Roll to attack.
I got an actual 20.
Nice. Okay. Roll percentiles for the crits.
Oh. Oh, gosh. Of course I do that when I'm not trying to do anything special. That's an 87.
Ooh, interesting. You are tripling amount of damage dice. You also had advantage on the attack because of
pack mentality.
Right, which means that you also gain sneak attack damage, which means your sneak attack damage is also tripled because it's a crit.
Oh my god.
I think I'm gonna kill this guy.
Headshot.
I think even if you roll all ones, you may kill him. I'm not sure.
19, then times 3. All right, 57 points of damage.
Does it explode into so, little bits?
It only had 14 hit points
I'm glad
left.
I specified putting my shield up. That sounds like that would be messy to clean up.
Amesley, would you like to describe how you do that? How you obliterate that target?
Okay, so Amesley kind of pokes her head out from behind Taylor's shield, sees what's going on, and sees the one that's still coming at us, and just kind of grips her pistol in her hand, goes straight for it, and then pulls right and ends up getting an exact headshot.
Kerfuffle!
You can see its eyes has that sort of like yellowish glowing as it was like staring at you guys going in for another attack on Taylor. And you can see as the bullet just sort of pierces its head and it doesn't really close its eyes, but its like eyes sort of like dim and it falls backward as the rest of its head is just exploded. And that's the end of that.
In my defense, I did say I'm really bad at non-lethal damage.
That's true, you did say that, I remember.
So that was your action. You still have the rest
that
of your
that never gets more pleasant to watch.
Then I hide behind the shield.
Okay. Would you like the bonus action hide behind the shield?
Yes, I would like to bonus action hide behind the shield.
I like how you're hiding, but you're like the most dangerous one.
Go ahead and roll a stealth check.
Okay.
Not that it really matters, but, well, it may, because there's still the hound.
14.
14, noted. Up next is their turn. Under the suggestion, you guys hear in broken Sylvan and Elvish, stand down. And then it looks to its friend that's dead. It looks to the dog who is laying down, and it looks to its friend that's in a crate, and it just drops its weapons, stares at the rest of you. Fanula, your turn. The dog is looking back and forth between it and the rest of you. It looks like it wants to attack, but it seems to be obeying its master.
Okay, I look at its master and say in Sylvan, didn't I tell you to run away?
You exit in way.
Have no idea what it said.
It said, you exit in way.
I turn back to everyone else, say, apparently we're in their way to leave. Do we want to talk to them?
What's he doing here? And are they going to hurt more people if we let them go? What happened to the people who were supposed to be here?
I don't think we should let them leave.
I feel like we should ask some questions.
At this point, we're out of combat because he's subdued and the dog is subdued and the other one is sleeping in a crate. So they're effectively out of rounds. So you guys are effectively out of rounds. So you guys can move and do things freely.
Okay, well, my sleep spell only lasts a minute.
Okay, noted.
Then I'll turn back to him and say, what are you guys doing here anyways?
Fanula, it doesn't answer you.
I'm going to block the door just to...
With the tower shield?
Yeah.
You just get increase the size of it,
well,
too?
Well, I'll push it closed behind us. I mean, like, try to seal the door, essentially, because I don't want anything getting out past us.
Okay.
I'll turn back to it and say, we won't explode you like your friend here if you tell us what's going on.
Roll an intimidation check.
Like soft-spoken Fanula intimidating people.
With advantage.
His friend You're well
get. Sounds to me like a soft guarantee.
I did very bad on both rolls, so I should just stop trying to intimidate things. 13.
It's not really swayed by your threats. It just sort of like shrugs at its friend.
Is it only speaking its Sylvan thing?
Yeah, it's a broken Elvish / Sylvan.
And I'm speaking Sylvan.
Yeah, I mean, those who speak Elvish can understand half of what it's saying, and you can infer what it's sort of saying.
And I will open with this, and I will say, can you understand me?
In common?
Yeah.
It doesn't answer you.
I turn to Mary and say, I don't think so.
Well, if we can't convince us to tell us, we've got about two choices on our plate, as far as I see it, and neither of them are exceptionally savory.
I'll go walk over to the sleeping guy.
Yep, well, okay. As you're walking over to the sleeping guy, he sort of gets up out of the crate, and you can see he's drowsy-eyed, but then he sees you, and
I do minor...
he immediately takes three daggers in each hand and chucks them at you.
Okay.
Those miss. That's a natural 20, and
is Fanula within 5 feet of me?
Yeah, so she moved, like, 15 feet in front of Marion.
So by the time he's attacking, she's already in front of me.
Yeah. You take 11 points of damage, Fanula.
Can I do something in return or no?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to cast Primal Savagery on myself.
Oh, neat.
And then I'm going to snarl at him and use my claw fingernails to scratch him really badly on his face.
What does Primal Savagery do?
I channel primal magic to cause my teeth or fingernails to sharpen, ready to deliver a corrosive attack.
Okay.
It's a melee.
Okay, so you move forward the rest of the way. He's another 15 feet in front of you, and then roll to attack.
I'll scratch him, like, down his front.
Okay. As you're going in for the attack, you can see that he's got a few arrow bolts, like, in him, like he was the one who was wounded by the trap. Go ahead and roll your attack.
Okay. Wow, I'm so bad at rolling. I'm sure I didn't hit 11.
That misses.
Okay.
Basically, everyone else gets a turn. You guys will obliterate it in one round. So unless somebody speak up and do what you want to do.
I'm going to look at the suggested Darkling and in Elven, ask it to talk to its friend.
Roll a persuasion at advantage.
19.
It turns to its friend and says in its broken Sylvan language, stand down. And the other one has daggers in its hands. Like it's grabs new daggers, but isn't looking like it's getting its arm ready to throw it again. It just sort of is standing there waiting.
Like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I don't feel threatened right now, I can't imagine, right? I mean, he's got daggers in his hands, but it seems like everything else is pacified.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's going to be throwing those daggers as of yet.
Great. I think we should talk with them, except for the one with a bullet hole in its face.
I don't think he would be very receptive.
I'm not going to be able to talk with him until for another little bit. Soon, though.
How big is the interior of this domed space? Because I have it in my mind that it's like the King Dome, but I don't think it's that large. So how, I guess, far across is the room that we are in?
True.
Yeah, in my head, it's like a small cave. So I guess we have a very different perspective.
It's sort of a small cave. Let's see. Did I write it here?
Yeah, how many footballs across is this?
Oh, gosh.
So the outside dome was about like 150 feet-ish in diameter. And on the inside here...
300 footballs.
It's about 100 by 70, sort of like a box.
So
in this sort of area?
Decently big, but not quite as ginormous as my brain had it out to be.
Right.
Okay.
And it seems like it's not the full scope of the dome, if that makes sense. It is smaller than what could be held within that 150-foot dome that you saw outside.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm allergic to domes. I'm sorry.
So the Yithhound is currently laying on the ground next to the one Darkling Elder. And the last Darkling Elder with the daggers all over him, not slumped on a box. He is there and he is calm at the moment. What do you guys do? You can see both the Darkling Elders as you're close now. They don't really have hair and their skin is really pulled tight against their face, and their eyes are just sort of like darting around, sizing up each one of you individually, and then looking over at their dead companion on the ground, and then again just like looking at all of you.
Did they already tell us what they were doing there?
So they said to you guys, or the parts that you heard so far, was...
New home. Strange place.
Maybe we find some more Kiss Baroque, which was slang for humans, which you knew that. And then bring back tribe to offerings. And then, oh, look, Boxy. And that's it so far.
They've been speaking Sylvan to my ears. Like, I've been picking up broken Sylvan words up to this point,
yeah,
right?
It's both Sylvan and Elvish, and it's just this weird mingling of both. You really need to know both languages in order to understand it, because, like, even halfway through words, they, like, switch to another language. It's just sort of like this slang that they go throw back and forth. But if you know at least one of those languages, you pick up the gist of what they're saying. As of right now, I think only Vanuola speaks both Elvish and Sylvan, so she's the only one who understands them fully.
Don't I speak both Elvish and Sylvan?
I bet you speak lots of languages.
She does.
Unfortunately, not in real life.
That would be so cool.
Yes, you do speak Elvish and Sylvan, so you also understand them fully.
Is there anything that they haven't plundered in there yet?
Oh yeah, there's tons of boxes that are still closed. They had opened maybe like 5 of the 9 or 10 boxes. There's even more boxes because there seems to be others that are like stacked on top of each other.
Are there apparent signs of these boxes having traps in them?
No. So far, to your knowledge, the ones that they've opened don't look like they've exploded. They have taken out bolts of cloth, some like silky looking things. There's like a whole stash of weapons that they've just been like piling on the ground. And that's sort of just what you see so far with the boxes. A lot of them are still closed and they're the big square wooden crates and they all seem like they're like nailed shut.
They didn't say where they were from. They just found them, or did they not say?
They have not said anything like that. No.
I want to move over towards the boxes and I'm going to like reduce the size of my shield so that it's not like the size of a door, and just sort of gruffly like direct them away from the boxes in what I can say in Sylvan. So I'll just be like, no, back, back over there, just kind of pushing them away from, you know, the boxes, just to kind of get a closer look at them, at the boxes. Okay. I mean, but keeping an eye on the creatures.
Okay, cool. The one with the knives, Fanula is also standing right near him as well, but he still has knives in hand, and he hops off the box, and he slowly paces over towards his other friend and the Yithhound, and he still has his daggers in hands, and he sort of like crouched down, still looking like he's going to attack anyone at any moment if they move in the wrong way, but he's just walking over there, and then he stops, like, right next to his friend. So they're, like, 30 feet away from the door.
Okay. I basically want to position myself, like, in a flanking position, like, opposite the rest of our party, and just kind of be watching, I guess, from that opposite side.
Yeah, totally. The one with the daggers turns to you, Fanuela.
Our stuff we found.
And he's, like, thumping his chest with a dagger hilt.
I mean, that is fair. They did find them. Where are you from? How did you get here?
He points west. And you guys know that that's sort of in the direction of Lathis. Sort of the long road out that way. The other coast. The western coast. But he just points in that general direction.
Okay. I turn to the party and I shrug and I say, they claim they found these boxes first, so they get to keep everything that's in them.
Found or took? Are there any markings on the boxes that indicate like where they're from?
Yeah, I agree with Taylor. Who's actually supposed to be here?
As you guys just scan over the boxes briefly, there is no noticeable markings like they belong to somebody. But they are all similar in box size and shape and like color, but they're all pounded closed for like transport.
So they haven't killed anybody as far as we know, but they have broken in here. So what is this place?
I turn to them and ask them, how did you find this place?
One of the elders points at the hound.
Smell.
Right.
Do you know whose stuff this is? I mean, other than yours now?
No. Ours.
Yeah, I know it's yours. I'm just wondering.
Fanula, okay. Do you know what these are? These creatures don't look like anything I've ever heard of before. They're not goblins. Are they? How tall are they?
They're goblin size.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen anything that quite resembles them.
They're darklings. They're, I mean, I guess kind of similar to goblins.
I still think it's likely that they took these boxes from someone or somewhere. We're far from the road.
How big are they, Matt? Are they, like, bigger than they are?
Yes.
I don't know how they would have carried them,
though. The guy with the knives fell into the box, and he disappeared.
Until he shanked me.
Well, Taylor, how do you know that they took these? Did anyone ask them?
I asked them. They said they found them.
Okay.
And that they're theirs now. Because finders keepers.
Well, where... So, Nortrude walks a little bit closer. Where did you find these?
And you're trying to speak in the same sort of elvish sylvan slang.
Yeah. Here. Right there.
And he's just pointing where the boxes are.
They said that their hound here sniffed this place out.
I want to go through the boxes and just try to assess what is inside of them and figure out if this is some sort of just cache, like a smuggler's cache.
Okay, if I see him trying to, like, open the boxes, I will just say, like, careful, they might do something.
Give me an investigation check, Taylor. Also, are you trying to open boxes, or are you just looking through the ones that have already been opened?
I'll look through the ones that have already been opened.
And then I'll say to the darklings, don't worry, he's not going to take anything.
I rolled a one.
And he's probably not going to see anything either.
Yeah, so you just see the things that they pulled out already, which was the few weapons that are on the ground, and then there's looks like just cloth that's just also strewn about in another pile out of another box. That's kind of all that you see at a glance.
This doesn't make sense to me, and maybe it's the lack of sleep, but I just don't feel like I have time to hear out how they got here, what they're doing. It just... This place is weird, and I don't know why this stuff is here, but I don't want it to be our problem.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's like smuggler lair or something. I'm definitely curious to know what's in the rest of those boxes.
Well, we can check to see if there's any secret passages leading further into wherever the heck we happen to be.
True, but we might get tangled into something we don't want to be in.
I mean, as far as I can tell now, besides our initial confrontation, they haven't actually hurt anybody that we know of, nor have done anything ill except for break in here and set off the traps before we got here. And we did kill one of them. So...
Yeah, again, you see that the guy with the knives, he has like 3 crossbow bolts just sort of like sticking out of his leather armor. Looks like a few of them like punctured through him.
Tell him that I'm going to help him out, will you, Fionnuala?
Mm-hmm. And I turn to the darkling and I say, he's gonna help you. Don't stab him. I say that bitterly, like, looking down at myself. Oh, wait. I'm also going to eat some of those berries off my bracelet.
Cool. Roll them dice.
Okay.
Garrett, I need you to roll basically like a persuasion check, like as your movement is like going forward.
All right.
Non-threatening like.
That would be a 24.
Okay. With Fionnuala, what she said, you don't have any like weapons drawn, do you?
No. I did not draw a weapon the entire encounter.
The Darkling sort of like relaxes his daggers. They're still in his hands, but they're not in active stabby mode, but he'll allow you to sort of approach.
All right, I'm going to go. Will one of you two fine women let him know that I'm about to remove the crossbow bolts from his arm?
Oh, God.
Don't yell. He's going to take those pokey stabby things out of you.
And this is going to hurt.
Okay.
Maybe is he still holding knives in his hands?
Yep.
Maybe, can you drop those knives first, please?
His eyes are, like, darting back and forth. Can you roll a persuasion check?
I cast Friends. It's a cantrip.
okay. What does that give you, advantage?
Yes.
Okay.
Ew, I got a nat 20, and I got advantage, but I didn't even have to roll another one.
Yeah, okay.
25.
Okay, 25. He slowly bends over and drops the daggers, but you can see that there's probably like 20 more that are on him, but he doesn't reach for them, and he gets back up at his full height, and he looks both at you, Marion, and quickly looking back at Fionnuala, then looking back at Marion, then looking back at Fionnuala.
You better pull them quickly, because when the spell ends, he's going to probably hit me.
Well, better you than me. All right. Do you want me to give you a medicine check?
Yep.
That is going to be a 9.
So you pull out the first bolt, and he screams, and you quickly reach for the second and third and yank both of them out. And you can see that the tips of the bolts are definitely barbed. So you're actively doing damage as you're pulling them out.
Well, that's fine.
And he lays down on the ground and he's just sort of like screaming, and his legs and arms are like kicking back and forth. But his chest is exposed.
So I'm going to go ahead and then pump a second level cure wounds into him.
By the way, when this spell ends, the creature becomes hostile towards me. I just read the rest of the thing.
Yeah.
And it lasts for how long?
1 minute.
Yeah, because it's a cantrip.
I didn't even need to use it because I rolled a nat 20.
Okay.
Okay, before it ends, I'm going to go, like, hide somewhere.
Just run away.
Maybe I should read my cantrips better.
That is going to be a total of 6 points.
Oh, by the way, I had got 8 hit points back from 4 of the berries.
Good noted.
Hello, and welcome to the intermission of episode 16. Guys, I have some news for you. We just started an Instagram.
Instagram, you say? How can a picture-only social platform work for an audio-only platform, you say? Well, I'm working on that, which includes making a few videos, pictures of our recording setup, and when I'm editing late in a camper trailer. No, that's not me. Definitely not me. And we're going to have doodles for some comic strips from our talented artists Jen, Aaron, and Beth, and they're going to be drawing those soon for all of you. So, if you want to keep up with us, go give us a follow at Rolling on Fate on the Instagrams. And of course, we still have our very active Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook group. All these links, by the way, are in our episode description right down there if you haven't noticed. Another super amazing thing that has happened is we have gotten a few more reviews. Thanks to Nort333, To A Pod, Pa Palm 615, Tearjerker38, Lannistark741, IQNIQ, and The Damsel DM. All of these reviews are amazing and just warm our hearts to keep reading them. And we want to. Really, guys, it helps us out so much when you leave a review. So if you haven't, head on over to iTunes or your Apple Podcast app and leave us a review. We would really appreciate it. Also, we may be doing some collabs with some other like-minded actual play podcasts, so keep an ear out for those. Anyways, you're all amazing, and the next episode will be out September 3rd. And now, back to our regular scheduled programming. After you heal him and it makes him feel a little bit better, you could still see that you didn't fully heal him back up. He's still definitely took a lot more damage than that. But then he sort of stops screaming.
I'll help him up if he wants to get up.
He gets up, but he just does sort of a dexy roll to get back up on his feet. And then he's staring around at all of you. And then he looks at Fionnuala.
I'm hiding.
Where are you hiding?
Behind
some boxes?
How close are you to the door?
You're on the opposite side of the door because you walked towards this creature before. So you're near, you're closer to Taylor and where all the crates are.
Sure. Oh, I guess I'll hide behind a crate where you can't see me.
Okay.
I will intervene if he starts making moves towards Fionnuala.
He's just looking at her currently, but I need her to roll a stealth check if that's what she wants to do.
Well, I didn't get a good stealth roll. I got 7.
Okay. He rolled a natural 1. Cool. So he can't see you anyways. But instead, only Nortrud and Fionnuala, you now understand this part. He's looking around. You can see that he's like actively looking for Fionnuala.
Where fae creature go? Where?
No one else understood that.
None of it at all?
No, that was in sort of like a slang that was like really... You can actively tell that he's looking and he says where, but you don't understand the rest of what he's saying.
Ah, so Nortrud walks a little closer. Well, I think that she's in the bathroom and she'll be back soon. She didn't mean to hurt you. She wanted to help you, but sometimes she forgets to think through her spells. So she didn't mean to do it.
I like how scoldy she is. I love Nortrud.
Both the Darkling elders now look at you, Nortrud, because it's the first time, well, I guess second time that you've talked to him. But they say, or rather the one with the knife says,
we're from where... She's from...
Nortrud looks a little confused and realizes that she should have probably talked to Fionnuala more about where she's from.
You and everyone else.
Also, I love the thought of Nortrud just throwing down this, like, elf sylvan slang just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like if she just started beatboxing.
I feel like she's smart enough that she could put, like, it would sound, like, really broken, but it would still be, like, functional.
Yeah.
Where she go?
And you can see the Yith Hound starts getting up on all fours and starts sniffing.
Oh, and
it looks like it's going to go directly to where you are.
Because he's a smart little puppy.
What do you want with Fionnuala? Nortrud asks them sort of awkwardly.
To murder them.
Mm. Roll a persuasion check.
I got 17.
Cool.
She's from where we're from. Home. Destroyed. Information.
When was it destroyed?
He says some random thing that you don't understand. Fionnuala, you understand it, though.
Find new home for tribe.
How many are in your tribe? Is it just you guys, or do you need a home for everyone?
He also gives you another gobbledygook answer. Fionnuala, you answer that one, or you know that one. He says about 30.
Can I peek around and see if that guy with the knives looks like he's going to stab me still?
No, he's not holding any knives.
That doesn't mean he's not going to stab me still.
Are you... He looks engaged in talking now. He doesn't seem like he seems like he's more pleading a case rather than trying to stab people.
Okay. Is there anyone standing near me?
Taylor is not too far away from you. Like 15 feet.
Can I see him?
Yeah, you can see him. Unless you're still hiding behind boxes. But I think you peeked up, so...
Oh, okay. I was still hiding behind boxes. I guess I'll, like, slowly, like, go, like, get up and stand behind Taylor and his shield.
It doesn't seem like they're being hostile to you. The dog... Cool. The wolfhound, or youth hound, rather, walks over to you and starts sniffing you, both of you two.
I put out my hand so it can sniff better.
Yeah, I want to try to befriend it.
Yeah, me too. I want to pet it.
Okay. It doesn't really let you pet it. It just wants to sniff you and figure out what you smell like.
Can I sniff it back?
Sure.
Okay.
It smells fucking terrible. It is
great.
It's the... remember how when you were first walking through here, you smelled sort of this sulfurish smell? It's that.
I'm going to bristle at it then and like just kind of like snarl at it a little and just kind of like... tell it to back off.
Okay. Fionnuala and Taylor, give me a saving throw.
Me too? I look affronted.
It barks back in your face.
That's wisdom, right? Or
oh, I failed it for sure.
Wisdom.
Oh yeah, I failed it. I got 3 plus 3.
I got a 23.
Cool.
What the hell?
Taylor, you're fine. Fanula, you're afraid. You're afraid, and you're running to the back corner where the boxes are and hiding behind boxes.
Cool. So I'll go back to where I was before.
Sorry, Fanula.
But the hound just standing there, and I mean, it's not going to attack you or anything. It's just like muscle versus muscle.
I'm just going to stare at it.
How long does it last?
Just for a round. You come back. You stare down on the dog. It stare downs you. The two Darkling Elders are still looking intently at Nortrud and the rest of the party.
Our staff. New home.
How was your home destroyed?
It also gives you another gobbledygook answer. Fanula.
It's basically some, like, fey creatures that destroyed their home. And
what kind?
Really powerful and dark ones. Especially ones that could take out a tribe of 30-plus Darklings plus Yith Hounds.
Did they say, like if it was, like, a animal or, like, a hag or, like, what?
Yeah, it's a beast.
A beast. Okay. Am I not afraid now?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, I get up. I walk back to everybody else. I'll go walk up near Nortrud, and I'll look at the Darklings to see if they're going to stab me. What do they look like?
No, they don't look like they're going to stab you. The one with knives especially, he almost looks super interested by you. Like, he wasn't expecting to see you here and almost happy that you exist, I guess. I don't know.
He forgave me for befriending him.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I don't want to get stabbed. I'll walk up to Nortrud and then I'll lean over to her and I'll say, I don't know if you caught that, but they said there was a beast that destroyed their home, and there's like 30 of them that are here now, I guess, looking for a new home.
Correction. Here now, they never said anything about that.
I don't know where the rest of them are, but maybe this is the scouting troop to see where a new home would be. I say this in common, so I assume the Darklings can't understand me that well.
It doesn't look like they are.
Okay.
Understanding.
Well, would there be any problem if they lived here?
I mean, they started to raid and cause problems for their surrounding settlements. Fanula, you would know better than us. What's their general modus operandi out in the Feywild?
Matt, what is that? What is the answer to that question?
They're evil. I mean, they're even evil for Fey stuff. So I think they're evil, though.
I have a very loose morality code. Do they like go around murdering people?
Sometimes.
I thought that they were on like the middle spectrum of evilness. Like they were like chaotic neutral.
Yeah, these guys are chaotic evil.
Really? I didn't think they were.
Did I pick up earlier on them saying like something about eating people, or was that a detail that slipped by me because of the language barrier?
I didn't think they were chaotic.
I don't remember that.
You said something about like some word they use to indicate
bring back tribe for offerings.
What does that mean?
I don't know what even that means.
Maybe we find some Kisvarok and bring back to tribe for offerings.
Which, so all I heard was Kisvarok.
Yes, which okay. Fanula understood as humans.
Okay, well now I can see why that would be a problem if they lived here. So what are we gonna do, guys?
Oh, sorry, they are chaotic neutral.
You know these things even better than I do. Ha.
but
maybe these ones are evil. I'll just tell everyone. I'll say in common so they can't hear me. When they were talking before, it sounded like they wanted to like get some humans and bring them back to their tribe to do something with. So I don't know. I mean, normally these types of creatures they're only like a minor annoyance at times to people or folks, I guess. These ones seem like they might be more nasty if they're... I don't know what they're doing with the people.
Then we figure that out, and then we do what we have to do.
I mean, they obviously found someone's stuff here in this place, and we are far from the road, but it's likely that they're going to meet up with some other travelers. I just don't feel comfortable with, something so problematic in this place.
True. I turn back to the Darklings and I ask them, what are you going to do with people that you capture?
It is very hesitant
to tell you?
I say, you can tell me. I'm not going to tell my friends. Why would I tell them? Can I roll persuasion?
Yeah.
Or deception.
Just do a persuasion, even though it's also a deception, but whatever.
16.
Rich rituals. It says, like, sort of begrudgingly.
What type of rituals? Fun ones where you kill the people? Or, like, what? I look
Nortrude
really...
Nortrude looks alarmed.
Given to Archfey.
Who?
Again, he says a gobbledygook that no one understands, except for Fanula, and I'm not going to say that name.
Why aren't you going to tell me?
Because I don't have it created right now.
Oh, it's just like a name. Okay,
there's it is a name of an Archfey god.
Have I heard of that person before?
Give me an intelligence check.
Oh yeah, this is going to go well. Oh, that's not good. Minus one, so one.
Nope.
Okay, I'm like, okay. I turn back to the group, and I'm hoping these darklings aren't super intelligent. They probably are.
Are you saying it in common?
Yeah, I'm saying in common, though. I'm saying, apparently, they want humans for their god who... told them to bring them humans. They didn't really say what they're going to do with them. I don't know if they even know.
Then we should ask them. Because the alternative is that, well, we may need to press a little harder unless we're deciding that we're going to kill them now. And
I don't think we should kill them. I think we should, like,
we don't
make
let them
go
run
back.
Up here and steal people off of the road and give them as an dark offering to their god. We just are not going to do that.
Yeah, maybe we can make them go back to their home, I guess.
That was destroyed by a beast. Who would want to go back to that?
Maybe they can find a new home that's not here.
Can we send them somewhere else?
We don't really have the power to compel them.
The afterlife.
Them, but... That's terrible.
Taylor.
So, why are you listening to this god? I say whoever it is, because you didn't tell me. To blah, blah, blah.
Because... And then it says the name again.
Okay, well, if you start taking humans from this plane, they're probably gonna, like, come kill you. The other humans. They band together and they kill people.
What we do?
Just tell your god that you can't bring them humans.
But Archfey, give us new home.
Oh, so this isn't your new home?
It shrugs.
I narrow my eyes and...
It
look
looks
at
worried.
Them shrewdly.
But it looks like it's telling the truth. It doesn't know.
I turn to Nortrude and say, do you have any books in your library about, like, fey gods? Because we could try to look up who it is.
I probably do.
You do have a lot of books.
Yes, I have an extraordinary amount of books.
I'd rather not just murder them all. They seem kind of, like, a little bit clueless.
Yes, I agree. I think that murdering them's probably not our first step. Maybe later. But we'll see. Matt, do I have books about fey gods?
It is not on your guaranteed list, so we'd have to roll to see if you have it. As far as you know, you don't know if you have it.
You need a better organization system.
Well, rather, we just need to roll percentiles to see if she's seen it yet or not.
Is it organized by the Dewey Decimal system?
I like library jokes. Make more library jokes.
Okay, I got a 97.
Usually closer to 100 is better. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you think that you've got something about Fae in your books. I mean, you definitely, like, you, as a Rift Mage, still had to study Fae stuff because there are Fae Rifts. So you probably have a book or two about specific Fae things.
It's like a magazine that, like, goes through all the Archfays and what they're doing.
It's like what their cribs look
a
like.
A people magazine.
Fae Weekly.
Can I go through my library without setting up the tent, or do I have to set up the tent?
Nah, you gotta set up the tent.
So we have to go back to it.
Oh, that's right.
It's still set up where you guys left.
Ah.
I wonder what's happening over there.
Celery's eating your tent.
Nom, nom, nom.
You don't know. Elk's gonna be like goats.
I thought this was celery.
So, I don't know. I guess I can try to convince them to not kill humans, but I can't make any promises.
I think our best option is to convince them to leave, at least this area.
Yeah.
Okay. So where will they make their home? Somewhere else?
Somewhere else, closer to the mountains.
Somewhere else in the next 40 minutes before my spell wears off.
Oh, yeah. Is this the only reason why they're being nice to us?
Yeah.
Can I make another attempt to search the open crate?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to, like, just go back over, like, and start looking through it again. That's a 4. Maybe I shouldn't be the one doing this.
Yeah.
Ames walks up. She's been sort of like standing at the door watching this whole thing, and she inches around and starts prying open each one of the boxes and starts looking through. Oh, nice. Natural 18. Ooh, yeah. She has a really high investigation, so she just starts pulling out tons of things.
I look at the darklings to make sure they're not going to go attack Ames.
They're just sort of like wide-eyed, like looking at all the stuff that she's sort of throwing out.
And I'll just look at them and be like, she's just categorizing it for you.
Is it a certain like type of item that's in each box, or is it just like miscellaneous crap?
No, it's kind of like there are specific boxes for specific things. The first couple of boxes that Ames opens and starts throwing stuff out, there's a bunch of bolts of silk and a bunch of leather hide, just like unworked raw material stuff. She opens up another box, and inside of it, there's just like a bunch of smaller boxes. And then she starts opening these smaller boxes. She's like, ooh. And there's a bunch of just sort of like gemstones in them. And then the next one over has some like artwork that she just sort of bypasses.
What?
There's
oh my gosh.
Another one that's got like a silk robe that's just like finely embroidered, and she just sort of like throws it on the ground. She doesn't really care about it. And in that same box, she opens up and there's this like tiny little like marble jade box that she opens, and there's like a cushion, and inside of it there's this couple of turquoise animal figurines on the inside. And then she keeps going through, and there's seems to be like some bracers. There's a bunch of rings, there's some like potions of healing, and then there's just tons and tons of just weaponry. It just sort of like all looks like minor swords or crossbows. And then she opens up another one and it's got some pistols in it. Just pistols, that same thing that she has, like these flintlock pistols. And there's also a cask of gunpowder plus a bunch of bullets. And then she opens another one and then it's just filled full of gunpowder. It looks like this entire cavern would explode if that was to be lit.
Marianne, this could be some sort of military cache. I don't know who else would have access to firearms. This is odd. This is really out of place.
Well, I don't think it would be the military.
Peleus, do you think this could be the black market's doing? And I raise an eyebrow.
Entirely possible. You know, in my past, I had quite a few experiences with caches such as this, but I haven't heard any whispers about something like this out in this region.
I look at him suspiciously.
Just admitting to be part of the black market.
I would love to make an insight check.
Go ahead.
Like, I'm looking at him not like suspicious, like negative, but like suspicious, like, wait, he could have helped me out way more.
That would be a 17. Marion's eyebrows are located somewhere about the top of his head.
Jacob, you roll deception or persuasion and just tell me the outcome.
It's just a 13.
Jacob, you can take this one. I mean, his insight is better than...
than my deception?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, the math checks out. I appreciate. Marion, you look just a little confused. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah. Why are you lying?
I'm sorry, lying about what exactly?
What is this place? Is this a black market cache? Is this one of their hiding spots? Where would this be going to?
Ah, you think I know what this is? No, I wouldn't have any idea what this is exactly or who it belongs to. I just have experiences with caches similar to this.
Wonderful. Let's extrapolate then.
Sure. Let's do that.
I'm like looking back and forth during this conversation.
So are the darklings. They don't seem like they're understanding. One of them has like a mouth open.
if not the black market, who would be the other logical possibilities of this cache belonging to, especially with its large amounts of firearms?
Oh, who else could this belong to? Well, black market would make some sense. It could also belong to any of the renegade forces in the area. It could belong to the military, although it seems a little odd to hide it in a mountain.
Not just that, with robes and other things?
Yeah, robes are a little bizarre, that's for sure. This is a lot of effort for one black market stash, however, and it would be a little odd that it'd be so easily found out with only two traps guarding the entrance. Seems a little understated for them. I feel like it's a little less organized than that, but I could be wrong.
I think that narrows it down to one of the revolutionaries?
That sounds far more likely to me, but again, I could be wrong.
You know what bothers me more than that?
What's that?
Is a bunch of fake creatures running around the Revelhine countryside with a boatload of firearms.
Yeah, I'm not sure they know what it is either, which is very concerning to me.
I look at the Darkling and I point to the box of gunpowder and be like, you know what that is?
It shakes its head no, but it's like sniffing. And in the dog, when Amesley opened the crate, the dog is sniffing and going like directly to it.
I whisper to them like conspiratorially, I'm like, you put it in gardens to make plants grow better.
Deception.
Okay. Oh, shit. It got a one.
No, no.
Oh, no.
The gardening days are over.
Do these boxes look really old? Like, could they have been here for, you know, over 5 years, perhaps?
Not really, no.
Okay.
It seems like maybe some of them are older than others, but they're all mostly newish looking.
I have a question.
Yes.
What are the robes like? Are they like, have...
It's like fine silk robe and that's gold trim.
Hmm.
There you
go. So they don't look like...
Like
a fighting uniform or something.
Definitely not fighting. It looks like night attire.
Ew.
Oh, all right.
Evening
lacy lingerie is what I'm writing.
What I'm hearing is that I'm leaving with this.
Yeah. We're all going to have new outfits here very soon.
Matching set.
Yeah.
Oh, our party would be so cute.
Certainly would make camping a blast.
PG time.
As long as I get to see Taylor in it, so.
It's just all hair.
You guys.
Like a raccoon in a bathrobe.
What robe?
Well, that was fun. What are we going to do?
So, we take and go?
They want to take this and go.
No.
They're pointing at all the swords. They're pointing at the bolts of silk. They're pointing at the leather. They're pointing at the gemstones.
Are they pointing at the gunpowder?
They're not pointing at the guns
also,
and the gunpowder.
Also, I have a question. Do I even know what the gunpowder is?
Yes. Aimsley uses it every day.
Okay, good. For all I know, I could have been telling the truth and thinking that it was for compost.
Well, maybe it does. Who knows?
Did you say they were pointing at the gunpowder?
They're not pointing at the gunpowder.
Okay. Well, that's good at least.
They're definitely like pointing at all the swords and crossbows.
All of the swords.
And all that stuff.
Well, yeah. That knife guy probably is like drooling over them.
Hey, Fenula, will you ask, do they intend to take all of this with them? There's only the two of them and their dog, right?
Well, they have more friends back at home.
They have, okay. And how far... is their company.
I turn to the Darklings and I ask them, how far away are you bringing this stuff? You can't carry it all. Do you want us to help you? We'll help you if you pay us.
Sorry, can you say that one time? You'll help them?
Do you want us to help you carry it? Well, if you pay us, we'll help you.
Back to home?
Maybe. I look at the party.
Well, do we even know what you're saying?
Probably not.
Ortrude knows, and she's looking at Fenula like, what are you saying?
Okay, I turn back to the party, and in common, I'm like, if you guys want to know where they're taking this stuff, we could help them carry it back home.
I'm sorry, you want us to help these creatures who threw knives at you and attacked us? You want us to rearm them and send them back from whence they came?
Well, I mean, I thought you guys wanted to know, like, where their party was and where they are is home and stuff.
You mean their entire tribe with Archfey?
Mm. Yeah, I was more concerned if what they were going to be here before we left. Not, let's go see the whole family for the reunion.
Okay.
Where they may or may not eat people.
Hmm, yes. I mean, I'm not human, so I'm probably not nearly as tasty, but no fan of being eaten.
I mean, these guys don't usually eat people.
Usually is a pretty key distinction between...
I've never known one that's eaten someone.
How many have you known?
12.
It's a very specific number.
I shrug.
Four other groups of three.
Yeah, exactly. Each with their own beheaded friend of theirs.
We like to use the term liberated brain case.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
By the way, you look over at the body and it looks like it's turned to ash. Hmm. But its gear is still there.
Ah, wonderful.
Neat.
Did we spy the box that was filled with gemstones and other more interesting things? I'm sure Amesley was quite excited when was opened.
She'd have been like frothing at the mouth, yeah.
How many gems has she pocketed?
You have no idea.
What gems?
There were no gems.
Nothing out in here but air. Oh, sad. She's clinking along the cave. Well, look, Marion, I don't know what's going on here exactly, but I do know that these creatures should not be leaving this cave with any of this. I don't know what your opinion on the matter is, but I'd like to get it.
I would in complete agreement with you.
I hate to do this.
Well, we're not going to kill them.
Ah, what's the plan then?
We exercise mercy and send them away.
How do you know they won't come back?
We don't.
I assume there's more boxes here than we can put in our cart, correct?
Correct, yes. But there is enough gunpowder to blow this whole place to high hell.
That's true. Oh,
could we blow it up?
And possibly back again.
A Hobbit's Tale by Bilbo Baggins.
It's the Michael Bay edition.
Well, sounds like a plan to me.
And maybe we swing up. We do our best to swing back around this way and to alert the proper authorities and do our due diligence, but we cannot execute them on hearsay alone, and if anybody has done more damage here, it has been us than them.
It was mostly Amesley, but yeah, that's fair.
So we ask them politely to leave, take what we want, and blow up the rest? Is that... what everyone's thinking?
Why can't they take some stuff that's not weapons? That might make it go over easier.
Because we don't want to incentivize them returning.
Taylor, you see the one with the knives inching towards its dead buddy.
The one that turned to ash?
Yes. It's just sort of like looking at everyone in turn and taking one step, looking at everyone in turn, taking one step. It's slowly moving in that direction.
Can I try to sneak up next to it? Or just kind of like amble up and kind of like stand there like, what you doing? I'm not sneaky, so I'm just going to walk up and kind of like stand in its way and be like, you owe you money?
All right, what language are you saying that in?
That's in Sylvan. I'd be like, what you looking for?
Things.
I mean, I'll let him look through his friend's stuff, but I'm going to watch him.
Cool. He eventually makes his way over there and he pulls this necklace out of the ashes and he pockets it. It's really hard to see what he did because he's super dexterous and just like pocketing a bunch of things through the ash. Seems like he's picking up some knives. Looks like there's like this green vial. He pockets it. There's a big weapon, but he leaves it. There was some like leather armor and he also leaves that. But he seems like he takes all like these small little knickknacks and stuff and starts pocketing them.
So what do we do?
Why don't we just let them keep some of the not sharp and pointy things, and I'll see if I can convince them to go somewhere else.
They leave with nothing, knowing that this is not where they belong.
What gives us the right to have all this stuff?
The fact that they do not live here, and the fact that what is paramount to us, at least those of us who live here, which would be Taylor, Nortrude, and myself, be everybody else's safety, and that they do not need to be beset upon by marauding darklings on the roads, knowing that caches and traveling folk are fair game.
They are leaving with their lives, and that's something. Not to, I guess, hold death as an option, but I don't like the thought of having these out in the woods as much as probably anybody else does.
I mean, I suppose, I mean, normally they aren't super bloodthirsty. I'm not really sure what their fey god design is.
Something that bothers me infinitely more, but yes.
I feel like we have to give them some sort of alternative home, otherwise they're not going to stay back where they came from.
Aimsley pipes up. Sorry, Beth. I can't do her list like she does it.
Why don't we just give them the leathers and stuff?
I don't know. I ask Marion.
They're using the leathers. Why don't we just give them some of that and then they'll go home and they'll be happy that they got something and maybe they'll stay there. And yeah.
That sounds fine.
I'm totally fine with that as well.
What if we give them the leathers and stuff and then we blow up the place where they can like hear the explosion happen so they know there's no point in coming back?
That could be a good idea.
We have to time it carefully.
So we don't explode us?
Yes.
Does this place look like it keeps going far back, or is the only entrance to this cavern the one we came in?
The only entrance that you see is the one you came in.
Okay.
But it does continue onwards beyond this room?
No, you don't see any other...
Oh, this is it. Okay.
It looks solid walls. All the walls are dirt, and it's being like held up by wooden slats. Actually, now, after this time, you guys can kind of see sort of like a golden light that's coming through the cracks in the ceiling, and you see the Yith Hound is definitely, like, staying away from those cracks of light.
Yeah, if we make them leave right now, they're going to be really unhappy if it's sunny outside.
I'll be honest, their happiness is not a high on my list of priorities.
That's yeah, this not very kind, Marion.
I mean, the Yith Hound's going to disintegrate.
They won't disintegrate in the light, Fionnuala?
The dog will.
Okay, but they won't.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be fine. Probably crying from the brightness, but alive.
We could give them the leathers and then take the stuff we want and then blow it all to high hell. I like this plan.
What an excellent plan, Aimsley. Yeah, thank you. God, so your voice sounds so hoarse. Are you okay?
She breathed in too much of the gunpowder.
She's in a bloodlust after that headshot, so okay. She hulks out into Matt. Just the imagery I'm having.
Rage!
Matt being the physical embodiment of rage, for sure.
Yep. My red hair. That's all you need.
So should I ask them if they'll do that?
Yeah, I suggest that you politely ask them to leave, otherwise we're going to have to not so politely make them leave.
Okay. I turn back to the Darklings. What have they been doing? Are they just waiting like for us to talk to them?
Yeah, they kind of been waiting. The one with the knives looks like he wants to go over to the boxes, but hasn't yet.
Okay, so I turn to them and then I say in their language... So I think you guys have like two options right now. You can take some of this like leather stuff and not the pointy things and go back and find a new home through the rift you came through. Or people here are probably going to murder you.
Cool. This is going to be great.
Persuasion check.
Not a let's have a rational discussion check.
Doesn't this make sense check?
It's more of the I used the word murder and now I'm scared check.
19.
Okay. The Darkling, which by the way, the one with the knives just seems to be like roguish and he's like trying to steal all the stuff. The other one, he seems quiet. Because he hasn't really been talking that much, but he also seems like he's more in command, just the way that he's holding himself and the way that the one with the knives is looking at him. Plus, it also looks like the hound is directly obeying whatever the quiet one says, like he's in charge.
Okay, I'll address him from now on.
He turns to you and just nods his head, pointing at the area where the bolts of silk and leather are.
So, what are you going to do about your new home? I'm now quizzing them.
I don't know. Find new one.
Can't you find another one in back through the rift? Not everything was destroyed in there, right? I look concerned.
No, this was new option. Different.
Yes, it is different. But there's also lots of creatures here that just don't like creatures like you. and might try to kill you. It might be safer back home where you know what your enemies are.
We take... And he's pointing over at the bowls of silk and leather.
Yes, you can take those.
And we go.
Okay. Can I roll inside to see if I, like, believe him at all?
Sure.
15.
Yeah. I mean, it obviously seems like he wants more.
I mean, as of, like, he's not just gonna, like, come go somewhere else and eat people or whatever their plan is.
As far as you say, he's gonna take and go.
There's okay. a Chuck E. Cheese nearby. Maybe that's where they're gonna go after this.
Yeah. Aww.
For the pizza.
And then I turn back to him and say, yeah, you can take that stuff, but the rest of it, we're just gonna get rid of it. We're not gonna keep it either. And then I point to his dog and I say, how are you gonna get that out of here? It's sunny outside now.
He walks over to the bolts of linen, silk, and the dog sort of obediently just follows him. And he starts throwing it over the dog, just like covering the dog in a sheet.
Does it look cute? Does it have like lace on its face? With his glowing red evil eyes.
Ta-da!
Did we all understand ta-da, or is that just Sylvan for us?
That was just me.
Damn. I always imagine it's like a parlor trick, and he's just like, ta-da. Amazing.
Fanula goes over to Peleus, and I ask him, like, in a hushed tone, I'm like, once your spell wears off, are they gonna just, like, do they still know what's going on now, or what does it mean, your spell?
Well, you know, normally when I cast something like that, I don't stick around long enough to find out, you know, man, I'm out, take what I need. Etc. Etc.
Does it usually make them your friends, and or does it like completely like change their minds about stuff?
It's like it's their own idea, and so they don't hold it against me necessarily when they're done. I've actually gone back and spoken to a few people I've used this on, and they don't hold any ill will to me whatsoever, as long as they draw breath. So that's usually a good thing.
Okay, well then, it sounds like they'll just take some stuff and go back. And maybe they just won't be a problem again after that.
Famous last words.
All right, I turn back to the party. God, they're just gonna take the leathers and stuff and go. Then we can blow this place up. I wink at Avesley. Because I know how much she probably wants to blow it up.
There's a crazed look in her eyes.
Beth is going to listen to this and be like, God damn it, guys.
So you guys are just letting them walk out? Is that the decision that has been made?
Well, they're going to take stuff first,
yes,
right?
They piled pretty much most of the silk on top of the dog. And they are just gathering as much leather as I can. They have like these tiny little sacks and backpacks, and they're just like stuffing leather bits into it. And they just sort of like roll up like some of the bigger pieces and put it underneath their arms. And they slowly walk out of the building with the hound, the sheet ghost hound with them. The two Darklings and the Yeth Hound have now walked out.
I'm following the Yeth Hound, asking it questions.
Okay.
It's probably annoyed with me.
Taylor and Fanula, when they reach outside, they have to, like, coax the Yith Hound to go out.
Well, I'm talking to it, so that should be easier.
And eventually it goes out, and then they turn westward, and they start heading that way, which is away from where your camp was. Your camp is, like, kind of east of where you're at now.
Okay, just gonna keep watching them.
They just, like, slowly keep moving along. You kind of see, like, the leader of the two is, like, making sure that the silk stays on top of the dog as it's walking.
Poor puppo.
Yeah, poor evil puppo.
You don't know if it's evil. It might just be misguided.
Weren't you afraid of it?
Only for a small 30 seconds. People have been afraid of me for longer than that.